Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio. Pigs can't read comic books.
Hey guys, our sister show Plumbing the Death Star is in the middle of a live tour all over Australia. To find out where we'll be next, just head to sanspantsradio.com/live to grab your tickets. This upcoming weekend, we'll be getting sweaty for Perth Fringe for 2 nights, and we have a few tickets left. Each night is a different show and is open to all ages with a guardian. So just go to sanspantsradio.com/live.
Welcome to Chapter 5 of Jaren's Outpost Rumble, a D&D is for Nerds adventure. In the before times...
Oh, Gregory, you ready, boy?
I don't speak dickhead.
Quack, piss. Quack, piss.
You're idiots for not killing me sooner, really.
Well, we tried.
You cut half of piss's neck.
Oh!
Leo, you're drenched in blood.
Oh, I think my neck wound.
She looks it over and she's like, yes, you throw this on the ground or activate it wherever, and then a mighty oak grows.
Awesome.
Okay, Piss, give me one good reason why I do not come into that cell and cut your head off.
Because I've got an army.
Erky Timbers is a bleeding heart at his core. Don't tell anyone, okay? Yeah. But when it happens, if Damien Eaton does attack us, that's a good time to strike.
Will you fight with us in this fight for the city?
I don't want to.
We take on Eaton, and then you and I go to Papa Shawfoot's place and rip his face through his asshole.
Goggles gets up from his sitting position, limps over to Piss's cage, opens it up, and moves in with a set of keys to unlock him.
All right, we let him go. We're obviously not going to go for the Shawfoots now. The plan's changing slightly because we don't have to sneak into the Gnomish territory because they're going to leave, apparently. We're going to go to the Sabres and convince them to fight Eaton.
All right.
I don't want to have to
Are you
that.
Bringing Piss?
No. No.
What's happening with Piss then?
Yeah. What's happening with Piss?
You're free to do whatever you want.
All right. Wait. Don't go to Eaton.
Why would I? That guy's
I don't
fucking
know.
Nuts.
I don't know what you would do.
He took me souls and he took me shadow. He's really done nothing for me.
Is there anything that we need to know about Eaton before we go after him? Besides the souls.
When he's not a dragon, he's nude.
Right.
Nothing really.
A guard comes in to the jail cells with you guys. Excuse me, sir. He like startles as he walks into the zone of truth. I feel weird. Sorry, a headache maybe. Sir, there's a thing you should probably deal with. There's an elf out the front. He keeps trying to get down here. We've got him restrained, but he won't stop.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know what that might be.
You know what that might be? What would that be, Piss?
Eaton thought it was a good idea to give me a ghost. Right?
A ghost.
I didn't want it. I told him not to, but he did. And then to get rid of the ghost... I also put it in a fella, another elf surgeon who works for the Quiet Knives, now works for the Gnomes.
Works for the Gnomes.
Gnomes, yeah.
He's wounded, sir. I think this might be of the essence.
Well, Piss can't lie, so it means that this surgeon is either dead and being possessed by a ghost. Is he dead? Surgeon?
Well, I don't know. He wasn't dead when I put the ghost in him.
Right, so he's alive when you put the ghost in him.
I think he walked through the no man's land. He looks like he's been torn apart by the gnomish weapon.
Okay, so he's a zombie.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess a zombie you call it then.
All right, men. We need to kill him. What happens if we kill him?
I don't bloody know.
Clara, do you know what happens if we kill him?
Do you know what sort of entity is possessing him?
Like a soul?
Can you describe the soul?
Just like wisps.
It could be many different things. Without a proper description or seeing its power, it could be anything from a mundane ghost, which is easily enough dealt with, or something maybe even as powerful as a specter, a very terrifying and powerful creature.
I'm gonna bless one of my weapons that isn't the Thunder one.
If it is a specter, then we will have some difficulty killing it.
I give her a description of like, well, the blood. I tell her the blood can't get your soul out. I describe the process of eating, putting the soul in.
It sounds like it might be one of these specters. She says, well, "It's
poor shame.
Perhaps we should take the body before we destroy it somewhere safe, and then we deal with it." That will the creature like an... follow your orders?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Well, then we could just order it down here.
Yeah, but what if Eaton is like, "Oh, now I'm grabbing control again."
Wait, Eaton can control the ghost? Aren't you in charge of the ghost?
He gave me the ghost, but like...
It's still his ghost.
Yeah.
Well, if we could at least trick it somewhere.
Yeah, but where do you want me to send it? You'll have to, oh, no, I'm untied,
I don't know.
Anything under the church? Any crypts?
Who do you want to fuck up?
Hey. 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 Piss.
Yeah.
Can you send it to see Papa Shorefoot?
Yeah, right. I'm untied, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I'll wander downstairs to it.
Upstairs.
All right.
We go with you, by the way.
It's in the main office. It's being pinned by, like, four guards. When it sees Pierce, it, like, tries to get up.
Hello, hello.
One of its arms snaps as it struggles. You can see that its guts are hanging. It, like, the gnomish machine gun has cut it nearly in half.
Oh, God.
Boy, Gary. We named it Gary. Yeah, right. Can you go to Papa Shorefoot? Fuck him up.
The guards look at you, Periwinkle. As the guards sitting on the ghost.
As you were.
They get off. The creature gets up, turns about, and walks away.
Yeah, that's then.
Great. What did you say? Give me the exact wording.
Can you get a Papa Shorefoot? Fuck him up.
All right, cool.
I really hope it gets there and just starts like trying to like penetrate him upwards.
Just humping him into the air.
Adam's like, yes. Cool. All right.
Welcome to my sex venture.
All right. Right. Could we take on the sabers?
Can we take on the sabers?
Yeah. No, like, we want them to help us with Eden.
Yeah.
Don't we?
I don't know if we can take on an army of undead without them.
All right.
Look, I know you don't like them, and I fair enough, but if we were to give them a section, if we can get peace to this town, we can try and negotiate something with them.
Who ends up in charge? Right, it's complicated to follow. When the gnomes go, right, they take the weapon with them?
Yes.
Yeah. Right, so the weapon's gone. What's the state of things?
Well, the state of things then is that Eaton's technically still in charge because he's still the lord.
Right, so instead of taking out Eaton, because that's the plan, right? So then, Eaton's out, gnomes are out, who's left in charge?
So then it's the church and us.
The town guard.
The church don't want to take control of the city.
No, but it's the town guard working with the church.
Yeah.
To bring order and peace.
That would put?
So you.
Me. Would that make me in charge of the town?
You're in charge, is what you're saying.
Frankly,
I don't care because whoever's in charge remains largely inconsequential to me, but I just wanted to get it straight in my head. All right, yeah, all right. Yeah,
basically you would be in charge.
Fuck, that's scary. Adam's looking at me with a look that says, oh, you think so, but you'll die.
No, it's more of a like, and now something that I realized quite a while ago that you're slowly realizing.
That I would be in charge if this plan...
If the town guard takes command, you're in command of the town guard.
Yeah, I guess I'm the boss.
Well, you fuck off to the sabers then. I'm going to go pub.
Hey, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Do you want to follow Piss?
He can go in a pub with me.
Sure.
At a distance.
All right, sure.
Or with him.
Wednesday's like, yes, I get a drink with... yes, I get a drink with him.
I'll have a couple of drinks with Piss, sure.
All right.
Off we go.
Let's
get
some horses, go to the sabers.
All right, you ride out to, I believe it's called Fort White. Should be marked there on the western side.
Yep.
You ride out there. There's a gates around. Oh, and when you enter, you can see the signs of like the White Sabers kind of making this area their own. You've heard reports that they've begun trying to gather taxes from the local people. And like I said before, they've begun conscripting locals as well. There's a lot of actual White Sabers milling about, but you see some people who are in ill-fitting uniforms and stuff like that, quite obviously conscripts. You get to the gates to the small keep, and two guards hold you up. Halt! Who goes there?
Commander Periwinkle O'Rourke of the town guard. I wish to have an audience with your boss.
The guards stand aside. One of them calls up, "Watch!" A guy on the wall leans over and yells, "Watch here! Who are we letting in? Commander O'Rourke!" The doors slowly begin to open. The guards wave you inside.
Off we go. I assume Clara's with us too.
Yes.
Do we bring any of the town guard with us?
You can if you want.
Yeah, maybe two or three. Just a nice little posse.
Yep. Personal guard.
Yeah.
You ride in. It's a very small sort of little keep here. It's just a secondary. It was once a guardhouse, but it had to be abandoned in the riots. And the White Sabres moved in. There's evidence of that around as well. You can see where banners for the town guard were hung up and then taken down, moved aside, and banners for the White Sabres were put up.
Yeah, this is really good. I'm so happy to be here.
In the courtyard,
fine, Perry.
You meet, for the first time, the very stern and slightly battle-scarred face of Paladin Commander Evelyn Plain.
Hey.
Greetings, Commander. I didn't realize the town guard had already replaced Moroni, was it?
Yeah, Moroni turned out to be Blood Cult, so we replaced him pretty quick.
I heard that.
Mm. I stabbed him.
It's hard to keep a lid on something like that.
You know, that's fair.
Have they stopped doing their sacrifice in the streets, the Blood Cult?
No.
We should probably do something about that, eh?
We should, yes. Mm-hmm. Why have you come here, Commander?
All right. You know Eden?
Yes.
The dragon.
I'm aware of him.
The dragon
just,
man.
Just point to the keep.
Yes.
We have information from a source gained under a zone of truth that Eden is amassing an undead army. And we figured I'm the town guard. I can do whatever I can against bad guys of the regular variety, but that...
She holds up a gauntleted hand. If I may.
Yes.
Let's cut to the chase here. You want my assistance defeating Eaton, defeating the Blood Cults, and perhaps even withdrawing from the gnomes. Yes?
I want your help taking down Eaton. We can handle the Blood Cult.
Mm.
She smiles. But you wouldn't mind my help, would you?
I look at Leo. I need... strength, or I'm going to punch this woman in the face, is what my face is to Leo.
Look, we are aware that the gnomes are leaving.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to take their weapon and they're to leave Jaren's outpost. They are looking at this as sending basically good money after bad, and they're deciding to cut and run. Erky Timbers is a bleeding heart, but I think his heart has bled too much. And I believe sometime very soon they are leaving. Now, with them left, the only person here who is going to cause any disruption to this beautiful city of ours is Eaton.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that he has an army of dead and an army of specters, as well as being a dragon. We can throw our own men.
Also, he's a fucking dragon.
That's now, we can throw our own men at him, but we will just die. You, I know. What's a good word for zealot?
Zealot.
You are a zealot bunch. You are a holy order, and you are here to protect us from evil.
Yeah.
So what we are asking for is a truce. Potentially an alliance, but I will happily, and Perry here is happy to settle for a truce that we take down Eaton. And if you help us with the Blood Cult, even though we can definitely do it by ourselves.
Definitely do it by ourselves. I don't need help with the Blood Cult.
But it would make it easier
if we got
help from the Sabres. Perhaps when the dust settles, we agree to peace talks, to negotiations, that together maybe we can take out the orcs at the docks. Maybe even I'm on very, very good terms with the dwarven commodore.
Uh-huh.
That we can take back the docks, and then once and for all, Jaren's outpost can know peace. And from there, maybe we can finally get back to how things used to be.
So, several points. First one, you're not the only one with dwarven friends. I also happen to know the Commodore. Incidentally, he wishes to, your Leo Shadow.
Yes.
He wishes to tell you that he unfortunately cannot stay for any longer.
That's fair.
The dwarven merchant fleet has informed him, sent him orders, that the situation here is untenable and there is no purpose to stay. So he and his fleet are leaving. He also informed me that the orcs are not actually massing at the gates for an invasion. They're massing at the gates because they are slowly making their way into Damien Eaton's compound. They have, I assume, reached some sort of agreement together.
So the orcs and Eaton are working together.
Yes.
Well then, I guess we'll be the Damien Eaton to your orcs then.
So, I offer you two solutions to your sabers problem. The first solution, maybe the one I assume you're going to take, but the one I don't think you should take. Your champion, I assume you, will face our champion, me, in a single round of fair combat. Not to the death, just to the winner. If we win, we remain. And we get to do whatever we want to do without worrying about your town guard busying us. Don't worry, we won't break any local laws, but we're here to stay. If you win in this little round of combat, we leave. Gone. Out of your hair. Forever. Alternatively, you can swear allegiance to our god, Lady Willow. If you do that, we will stay, but I will swear an oath of allegiance to you. I will obey your every order and your every action so long as it falls within the purview of Lady Willow. That means that we will back off from the gnomes, not seek their weapon, and we will help you against the Blood Cult, against Eaton, against the orcs, to the best of our ability.
So, right now you want a fight one-on-one.
I assume he's going to take the fight, but I offer you the option to convert to our faith.
But if
Clara stiffens when the idea of converting pops up.
O'Rourke, even if we win, we lose. Because if we win,
what if
you leave?
We change the terms of the fight?
Two.
If I win, you have to help us before you leave.
I find that unacceptable. Unless you can give us the gnomish weapon.
They're taking it with them. I don't want anything to do with that weapon. The deal is, if we're going to have a combat adjudication, you set your terms, I get to set mine. That's how these things work.
The only way we fight for you is if you are swear.
I didn't say for me. I never
with
said
you.
For. Just with... Before you leave, on your way out, we don't have the skills or the resources to kill zombies. You do.
What's one of the what are the tenets of Lady Willow?
There are three tenets. The first one is you must uphold the good. So, a very broad statement. A lot of flexibility there.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is you must protect the innocent. No innocent non-combatant can come to harm mm-hmm. under your command. And the third is you must respect Lady Willow's commandments. So,
okay.
A convert of Lady Willow may sometimes get messages directly from the lady. You must obey them.
What was her name again, sorry?
Lady Willow.
No, as in your name.
My name is...
Evelyn Plain.
Evelyn.
Paladin Commander Evelyn Plain.
Like I said, right. Evelyn Plain.
Sorry. Evelyn Plain. By your own to...
Why must you antagonize me?
Evelyn Plain. I'm asking you here, as I'm imploring, with your own two tenets here, to uphold the good and to protect the innocent. If you leave, if you have a fight with the good captain here, and you lose, and then you leave, you are not only not upholding the good, but so many innocents will die. By your own tenets, you are letting that happen simply by doing nothing.
No. The Commander O'Rourke would be letting that happen.
He is not a follower of Lady Willow. You are.
All you need to do is convert.
You gotta think like
I merely follow
idiots.
The laws of your land.
Think like piss idiots.
Just say you'll do it.
Regardless, I understand that she like inspects her fingers as she says this. I understand that conscripts was not our best idea.
You've given us
conscript
a no-win.
Conscript was the dumbest idea you've ever had, you dumb woman.
You've given us a no-win situation here.
Oh, I convert, you'll work with me and follow every order I give.
I will follow every order you give, provided it is under those three tenets, to the letter, and in the spirit that you gave the order.
So uphold the good, protect the innocent. I mean, that's pretty much what we're doing anyway, yeah?
What do I have to do to convert?
It's very easy. All we need to do is we summon one of our clerics. He will come over. He will baptize you in the holy flame. Don't worry, it doesn't hurt. There will be some warmth, though. It's a pool of fiery water, but the flames do not hurt the good.
Berengel
is swear an oath. You swear an oath to Lady Willow, and then I swear my oath to you.
Just like sidebar, out of this conversation, is it bullshit or is Lady Willow legitimately going to be...
Lady Willow is a good god. She's not evil or anything like that. She's definitely not going to message you to be like, kill these people.
But no, that'll actually happen.
What will?
Yeah, I'll get messages.
You might.
If I ignore the gods...
Then the pact is broken. You're obviously no longer a convert of Lady Willow. And you can probably count the Sabres as an enemy.
That's tomorrow's problem.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking if we go.
That's a Greg Pearson statement if I'd heard it.
But also, like, hey, the message is like, hey, oi, do this. You could be like, that's actually not bad.
Can I have a moment to talk with my counsel?
Absolutely. I consider myself nothing if not polite. She waves and all of her soldiers back off to give you guys room to talk.
I really want to fight her.
I know.
I really want to fight her, Leo.
But O'Rourke, Perry, if like
Clara says, fight her.
No.
Really?
Yes.
She doesn't.
This is the best way to get them out of here.
However, if but
what
Clara,
do we do about the undead?
Clara, if he wins, we lose.
Is there anything the gnomes and Penny can do about the undead?
Well, we're not bad at fighting them, but we're not this militarized force. They'll do a lot better a job than we ever could.
I'm sorry, Clara, but if they leave, we might just be sending the best thing that we have against Eden.
Do you, if you have any secret weapons, any god powers, anything in your bag of tricks, Clara?
Well, we do have three gnomish weapons. No,
gotcha.
No.
Then it's either now's the time to tell us about it, because at the moment the saber's the best shot we have.
The only thing we're hiding is about 100 gnomes beneath our temple.
And we can't throw them at the undead.
Well, we could.
We could, but like, you know, they could do much.
If you kill Eden, the undead would presumably no longer fight, yeah?
Clara.
I'm not here. That's just me asking out.
Maybe someone out, like one of your commanders.
Yeah.
Asks about
goggles.
That. Clara, ums and ahs, possibly. It depends on the manner in which he resurrects them. There are many different ways to animate a corpse.
I really want to fight her.
Perry.
Clara wants you to fight her. She doesn't want you to convert.
Perry, if you convert, you swear in allegiance to Lady Willow, and by all accounts, Lady Willow doesn't sound too bad. But this Evelyn Plain will swear allegiance to you. You can then say, fine, you only get a certain section of this city.
You can say you she gets no section
you
of
can
this
then,
city.
I can tell her to leave.
You can
I?
Then
you
tell
can
her,
command
to,
her
leave.
To leave. If you
I
want
can
to.
Command all the sabers to leave.
Yes.
If you wanted to.
And then just give up my conversion.
Well, then you have a problem.
Yeah.
But they're gone.
But Lady Willow will know, and then Lady Willow will inform Evelyn, because Lady
Quite
Willow,
possibly.
Gods are real. And you don't want these people sieging this town after we maybe have just gotten this back. Our best option here, and I know you don't want to do this, is to convert.
I want to fight like, so bad.
If you win, fight and then convert.
Like,
hey, can I fight and then convert?
I mean, like, I suppose, yeah.
What will that achieve?
He'll get a good fight, then he can convert.
Well, why can't I negotiate terms with Lady what's face?
Lady Willow.
No, Evelyn.
Not watching.
Oh, Evelyn Plain.
Yeah.
What do you wait, what?
Why wouldn't she accept my bloody if I beat you have to do what I say?
That's not how it works. Clara says it's It's a smaller tenant, but it's within their big list of tenants that a paladin cannot accept orders from anyone other than Lady Willow herself or a fellow convert.
So, Perry, like...
What if you convert?
I'll happily convert.
What if Leo converts?
Do you ask her?
Yeah.
Yo, Evelyn.
Yes?
What if Leo converts?
Is Leo the captain of the town guard?
I'm a make deputy.
Him, he's the captain. Deputy.
Make him captain for a bit. I'm the understand. Whatever, I'm not there.
I'm
drinking in the pop.
Oh, what would Greg Piss do right now?
We've already converted.
No. I'd
what if I made him
like
captain?
That.
In charge? Permanently?
Well,
my eyes go very wide.
Until he dies.
My eyes go wider.
What a loaded statement.
Fuck.
Perry. Sidebar.
No, I only extend this offer to you because of your reputation. I will fight any champion you put forward, but I will only accept your conversion.
If we fight her and win, we lose. If we fight her and lose, we lose. Don't you understand this,
no,
Perry?
No, we don't. I don't have to leave.
Lose.
If we lose, I don't have to leave. She just,
it just keeps the status quo, really.
Yeah.
If we fight... they're not the only hope. They're just the best hope.
They'll also take out the zombies, because I imagine Eaton will come for them, too.
You don't.
They're not in position to fight them, though. The zombies will swarm a lot of the town first.
And she's already gotten up on a fucking high horse and said that they won't do anything to help.
Clara.
Mm?
Do you remember there was that thing that we talked about way, 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 way long ago when I first joined the church?
Looking forward to hearing this. Yeah, go on.
And it was always about how I wasn't great at church. Let's not beat around it. Gragia was the religious one. I'm kind of just there. But that'd be fair.
Clara starts not staring at you, but staring just over your shoulder, like a dead expression. Yes.
And that sometimes a good man has to make what sounds like the wrong decision for the right reasons.
Do what you need to do.
Evelyn.
Yes?
Oh, I can't believe I'm about to say this. Sign me up.
Evelyn smiles. It's not like a cocky smile or a smirk or anything like that. She smiles genuinely and warmly for the first time that you've ever seen her. She seems happy. Yes, I'd love to.
I still don't like you.
We don't have to like each other to work together.
She's got a point.
Yeah, not fair.
Mm. Should have fought her.
Do you want me?
I don't like you much.
I really wanted to fight her.
You much either, but I do respect you.
All right.
Do you want me to convert or like...
Doesn't matter.
All right.
We don't need the little one to convert.
Okay.
Rude.
Let's do this.
I mean, the little one can if he wants.
Lady Willow sounds interesting, but no, I'm fine.
All right. So you're taken to a small chapel within this keep.
Fuck, that was such a hard decision over something that is just not real.
An imaginary religion.
Oh, fuck, I got so sweaty.
Yeah.
Oh, bring it on. Bring it on.
You're taken to a small chapel within the keep. A select group of people are arranged here. Evelyn asks, is there anyone you'd want to come to this? You don't have to invite anyone.
No, Greg is safe where she is.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Buttons and Sweatrock are safe where they are.
Clara sits right up the back, arms folded, pouting. Quite upset.
I'll be next to Clara. I'm so sorry.
You're up the front, near the chapel. A bowl of a light blue liquid, a light flaming, is brought out by the priest. He wears deep, beautiful blue and purple robes. He sits the flame down on the altar. He puts both hands on either side of the bowl and says, please, imitate my actions.
Sure.
You put your hands either side next to his.
Yep.
He says,
I.
Your name?
Periwinkle O'Rourke.
Commander of
the town guard of Jaren's outpost.
Hereby swear. That I will follow all tenets laid down for me by Lady Willow.
That I will follow all tenets laid down for me by Lady Willow.
I will be honorable. I will be just.
I will be caring
when needed.
I will be caring when needed.
I will be brave when called upon.
I will be brave when called upon.
And above all.
Above all.
I will be a just man.
I will be a just man.
A fair ruler.
A fair ruler.
Dunk your head.
Dunk your head. Oh, you want me to do it?
Please.
Periwinkle dunks his head.
The priest gently gently grabs your face and lifts you back up out of the water. The water is warm. It feels like it should be so hot, but it's just a gentle warmness. When you come back up, you feel an energy within you, something like a wind entering your lungs, filling you up. You feel strong. You feel brave.
Oh, yeah.
Rise, convert. What is your name?
Periwinkle O'Rourke.
Commander.
Of the town guards of Jaren Outpost.
You are reborn.
Okay.
He gestures for you to turn around. You turn around. The small gathering of the sub-commanders and Evelyn all start giving you a little applause.
I just stare at Clara the whole time.
Clara does not stare at you. She looks 5 feet above your head. Evelyn gets up. She draws her sword, lays it at your feet, and kneels before you on the altar as the cleric behind you rests a small crown on your brow.
Oh, I have a pretty crown now. Oh, hello, ladies.
The cleric says, you may draw your sword and knight her. Feel free to utter whatever oath you think appropriate.
I don't use silver steel because Commander wouldn't be okay with that. I'm going to go traditional.
They'll hand you a sword if you want one.
No. I don't need a sword.
All right.
Pop my gauntlets. Just put them on her shoulders.
I swear to you, she looks up. I will be your faithful servant, as you are Lady Willows.
Good.
She nods.
That's good shit.
Everyone stands up and begins applauding. She gets up, picks up her sword, and sheaths it. What do you command?
I command you to help us take down Eaton.
Where would you have us?
We're going to storm the keep.
She turns around to her sub-commanders. Make the preparations. They rush off.
You did the right thing.
And release the conscripts?
Oh, shit, yeah.
She nods.
That's a no-brainer. Come on.
And step away from the gnomes.
Oh, yeah, leave the gnomes alone.
Well, yes, we'll be redeploying those troops.
Cool.
Good.
That's what I'm going to do.
Mop up the Blanco.
From the keep, from this small chapel, you look out through the window, and you can see that the battle lines around the gnomish quarter, or the gnomish section, are already disappeared. It looks like they were gone before you even had the conversation with Evelyn.
Fuck.
Gotcha.
Got me. All right. I'm now a saber.
Yeah.
Give you the thumbs up.
Is one of the tenets that I have to like being a saber? Because if it's not.
You're not a saber, she says. You're merely a follower of Lady Willow. We are sabers.
Good. I'm happy being Periwinkle O'Rourke, half-orc.
You can have whatever title you wish.
If we've got a title, it's a good one. It's Commander. It's higher than yours. Goodbye. I said good day.
She backs off.
All right. We leave. Go back to the town's guard.
All right. You notice on your way back, two knights from two saber knights flank you on either side. As a vanguard.
Before we go...
You don't need to do that.
One of them stops, looks at you awkwardly from underneath his helmet.
Seriously, you don't.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
Are we sure? They handy to have with us?
More the merrier, but also, maybe we should try...
What if the Shorefoots attack?
Yeah.
Then I will punch them in the face a lot. But if you want to kill some Shorefoots, you can.
Also, maybe Blood Gold.
Yeah, all right, you can hang around. If you get in my way, I will cut you.
One of them smiles. They continue following you as a vanguard.
Is Clara 10 meters away?
Clara will not step within any feet of them.
All right, we got to back to the town guard.
Very upset.
We've got to clear out the blood cults while the sabers deal with Eaton.
Yep, and I want to tell the blood... No, I want to tell maybe Clara, me. Is she going to keep with us? What's the deal? Because I got to go get rid of them, Basically, I got to go get the gnomes that were hanging out with gnomes back to the
If you offer to do something both useful and away from the sabers, she jumps at the opportunity.
Awesome. Do you want to go back to the chapel and try and arrange the
absolutely,
the gnomes?
She says.
To
you get as far as, do you want to go back? And she says yes.
And organize.
And then
the
she
gnomes.
Seems shocked when you don't mean like go back and take that back.
And organize the gnomes to go to the mansion. Of,
well, you do that. I'll go to the town guard. We'll rally together and we'll start trying to clear out as many blood cultists as we can on the way to the Shorefoots.
I'll see if
because we don't need to be fighting Eaton. Let the sabers do that shit.
Yeah, right. Do we want to take this time to try and get the Shorefoots?
That's what I'm doing.
I'm coming with you.
Okay.
Clara can just go organize the gnomes then. That's fine.
Clara, before you go.
Yes?
Look at me.
She doesn't. Unfortunately, I'm not your militaristic puppet.
I'm not asking you as a militaristic puppet. I'm asking you as a friend.
She looks at you.
You wanted peace.
Not at any cost.
Unfortunately, peace always has a cost.
She nods. All right, then.
Tell Gregor I'm okay.
I will.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right. Let's go fuck up some Shorefoots.
Mutter my breath. Oh, you lost your religion. I lost my girlfriend. It's fine.
I don't have a shout.
Losing my religion.
Oh, that just plays over this part.
That's a convert to a religion. I don't really care about you. You didn't lose your life partner. It's fine. It's fine.
I nearly did.
No, you nearly did. Yeah, you did.
Too much.
Losing my religion.
Pierce, are you actually doing it? Like, do you have plans? Do you have a plot? Or are you just going to go drink?
Well, here's the thing. You know, I've got no more frats in my life. Has eaten, yeah, but that's been taken care of.
But remember, your shadow dies, you die.
Yeah, well, no one's attacking me shadow currently.
That's true.
The sabers will be any minute, though, I think.
I assume you get to the pub without plots?
Yeah, I don't really have any plots anymore. All right. I'm largely schemeless.
I think because we put you in the truth and just took everything away from you, you went, fucking thanks, that's all I wanted.
Well, chips to play, but you only got the one chip that someone else has, I suppose.
Who do I have to betray left? What do I get out of betraying these two? Nothing. There's no one out there that could be like, well, we'll do this for you, Piss. Do something to them.
When you're walking towards the pub, I'm so sorry, Piss. Did you give him his equipment back?
We gave him his loot.
I gave him his loot, but that was it.
Okay.
When you walk into the pub, you have to walk like through a small little park area that's kind of shaded and...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Shaded and isolated.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday's with you, though.
Yeah.
Wednesday, who is walking behind you, you hear him say, oh, and then you hear the sound of a weapon being drawn. You spin around. Wednesday is slowly drawing his sword. He says... Oh, the Quiet Knives give you their regards.
Oh!
Can Wednesday was the mole.
Can I fascinate him?
He attacks.
Ah, no, fair. I thought the Quiet Knives had been taken care of.
But I guess not. Yet.
Flipping this fucking script. Scripts. Script, script, scratch. I'm having a bath.
Script, script, scratch. I'm having a bath.
He tries to stab you.
Ah. Ah.
Fucking Wednesday.
Goddamn moles. Well, he's fine. Fucking everywhere.
He is a sniper. This is pretty snipey. Yeah. I'm glad I sent Wednesday and not one of my favorites.
Wednesday is the mole.
That's what I mean. So if I had to send goggles or Monday or Tuesday.
He would have gotten to his destination?
Well, I feel like he would have made whoever went with him the mole.
No. No.
So
never.
If I had to send like Saturday.
No, this was 100% planned and not just because I really want to kill Greg Pierce. Pierce, you take 5 points of damage.
Ready, yeah. I'll fight this guy in the park. That's fine.
It's your turn.
I will cast invisibility on myself. Wait, if I attack with invisibility on, I ruin
yeah,
myself,
it
don't
ruins
I?
It.
All right, confusion.
Lesser or just?
Full on.
Full on? Because it's kind of wasted, actually.
All right, lesser then.
Lesser,
Oh, so the only difference is that one affects an area, yeah. One person, one affects. Okay, lesser confusion.
Right, there it is.
I do just enjoy that you were like, no, I'm just going to have a good time. And I think as soon as the words, I'm going to have a good time, came out of your mouth.
No, I refuse.
Adam was like, not happening.
I don't think so, Jackson. Mm-mm.
There's no mm-mm. happy mm-mm. ending for Greg Piss.
I'm sorry, Greg Piss. I'm afraid I can't do that.
I can't let you have a good time, Greg Piss.
I'm sorry, Piss, but I can't let you do that. Hal, let me in the... Adam, let me in. Open the tavern doors.
I'm sorry, Piss.
You see the... effects of lesser confusion pass over Wednesday's face. Mm-hmm. He doesn't drop his dagger. He just turns around and sprints away from you. It's your turn.
Oh, right. He's leaving?
Well, that's what the confusion has affected
does
him.
It get, when somebody's got fear,
yeah.
Are they running to a specific place?
They just run away from the caster.
Yeah, I'll chase him down. I'm going to beat the shit out of him with my loot.
Oh, with confusion. Yeah, you're fine. You chase after him.
I've had it up the fucking ear with quiet knives.
Swing, but he's running too fast. It's his turn.
Everyone else has been fucking pretty, you know, on a level.
He keeps running. You run after
him. Take a soul. Take a shadow, whatever. Quiet knives have to get surgical with it.
Mm.
That's just gratuitous.
Oh, I just realized we sent the elf surgeon to Shorefoot's house.
Yeah. They have a quiet knife.
He stops and starts.
Side of the head.
No, you clock him. I mean, ghost elf?
He goes down. He's not dead, he's just knocked out, cold, bleeding on the ground.
Oh, sweet. Do I have anything to tie him up with?
Probably not. You were just giving your loot.
Oh, I was just giving my loot, wasn't I?
Would he have something to tie himself up with?
He has handcuffs.
I'll cuff him.
All right.
I'll cuff him around a tree.
He's going to die if you don't stabilize him.
Oh, I'll stabilize him. Cuff him around a tree, stabilize him.
Yeah, he's fine.
All right. And I'll wait for him to wake up.
He wakes up, eventually, after a little while.
Where are the quiet knives?
I don't know, he says. You'll have to beat it out of me, I suppose.
Well, that's a weird proposition.
Yeah, beat it out of him.
You've made it uncomfortable for the both of us.
Maybe for you.
Right. Well, so you're just not going to tell me?
I just don't know.
Yeah, right. How long you been undercover?
First day of academy.
Wow. Whoa, this is like some departed shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
well, just charm person on him.
Fuck, I love you, Greg Pierce.
Yeah, right, you do. how long does that last again?
It didn't work.
Oh.
That was a sarcastic, fuck, I love you, Greg Pierce.
It was a genuine one.
No.
Right. Hey, here's another question. Is it just you?
Yeah.
All right, so the only one. Does that seem like he's telling the truth?
Yeah, you believed it.
Straight away.
Fuck, that was good. You can't tell. He could be telling the truth, though.
Keep charming him, mate.
Yeah, try charm person again. I can brute force this.
He shakes his head. Your little spells don't work on me, mate.
Let's try one more time.
I like they come with finger guns.
Yeah, so I imagine I cast all my spells.
That's exact. Greg Pierce does finger guns.
Yeah.
He like blanks out for a second. Can I help you?
Right. It wasn't a sarcastic can I help you, was it?
No, it seemed genuine this time.
Cool. Do I know where these dickheads have gone?
Presumably to talk with the Sabres. They did mention it a couple times.
Yes. Yeah, right. Well, I'll uncuff him
from the tree and then cut.
He grabs his sword and attacks you.
Ah, goddamn it. Got me good.
On your Wednesday, I knew there was a reason I liked you.
He tries to stab upwards, but you dodge out of the way.
I'll cast invisibility on myself.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Take a step back, cast invisibility. He tries to swing where he thinks you are. Highs or lows?
Lows.
He hits nothing but air.
I'd like to climb a tree.
All right. He keeps searching for you, but eventually you're up the tree.
Cool. I'm going to wait until he gets tired of searching me, then I'm going to follow him, see where he goes.
Eventually he stops swinging, sheaths his sword, looks around, and then he heads off.
Cool. I will sneakily follow him to see where the hell his destination's going to be. I got something of a bone to pick with the quiet knives.
They, funnily enough, they probably have several bones to pick with you. They're going to take them out.
Yeah.
He's like walking just through the city. He gets to a tavern somewhere in the Blood Cult area. It's kind of quiet here. Mm-hmm. Like, not suspiciously so. It just like looks like maybe the Blood Cults are starting to burn themselves out.
Yep.
He finds a tavern, enters in there.
Cool.
The tavern's name is the Lucky Duck.
Can I see it through the window? Who's in the tavern?
The tavern's pretty sparse.
Out at the front of the tavern or around the side or anything, is there like one of the quiet knife vehicles?
Highs or lows?
Because I feel like I'd recognize that if I'm recognizing anything. Lows.
Yeah. Round the back, you spot one of the quiet knives, a carriage that you know belongs to one of them.
Does it seem like it's occupied?
There's a driver sitting on it.
Hmm. Why not? Well, round the corner, charm person.
The guy like stiffens suddenly, turns around. Who's there?
Just a friend passing by.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, right. Does it seem like I've got him?
Yeah.
Cool. Right, swap clothes with me.
Excuse me?
Yeah, can we
swap
clothes?
You're much larger than me, mate.
Yeah, well, we'll figure it out.
He starts unbuttoning his... Oh, wait, hang on. You need to make a check for this. Yeah, he starts unbuttoning his like shirt and stuff like that.
Cool. I'd like to take swap as much clothes with him so that I look a little bit like him.
You can't put his clothes on. He's a halfling. You're a human.
Ah, damn. I'm too short. All right, well, fuck off. It's my carriage now.
So, with a charmed person, you're not technically allowed to get them to make a suicidal, like, order.
Yeah.
And leaving the carriage, just like, fuck off, it's my carriage, might as well be a suicidal order. You can tell them to go take a smoko if you want.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be like, oh, go take a piss then.
Yeah, yeah, fair. He takes out, like, a cigarette, lights it as he walks away.
Cool. I'd like to cast Alter Self on myself, make myself look like that guy, get in front of the carriage.
All right.
Cool.
Now you can wear his clothes.
Huh? Now I can wear his clothes. I've already made myself look like him. I realized I didn't need to swap clothes with him.
The back door to the tavern opens and two quiet knives you recognize come out. One of them has this wicked scar down the side of his face and you can tell that he is...
Oh, here we go.
Sorry, he is with... Not he is. He is with Papa Quiet Knife, the leader of the Quiet Knife family.
Wonderful.
Papa Quiet Knife has a dagger in one hand and a handkerchief in the other, both of which are slightly bloody, and he's wiping the dagger off with his handkerchief.
Cool.
Did he just kill Wednesday?
Probably.
They're talking in... Do you know Halfling?
I don't know.
I don't have your languages listed here.
No. Only Common and Orcish.
They're talking in Halfling. You don't understand
them.
Why
do you know Orcish?
I don't know.
They both hop into the carriage.
On the streets, yeah.
And the one with the scar, as he hops into the carriage, he looks at you and says something in Halfling.
I should give him a nod with my hat, like tip my hat at him, give him a nod, don't say anything.
All right, they both climb in.
All right, where are we, by the way?
You're in the Blood Cults. If you show me the map, point exactly.
Okay.
You are roughly here, just below where it says Blood Cult Radio. On the map.
Who's in the docks? The docks like a bad place to go?
No, you don't know about the mass exodus of the orcs. You know that there's a big fire going on there.
Mm.
You can still see the smoke.
Where's it going to be unoccupied?
Hopefully the gnomish city.
You know what? I'm just going to get the horses going full pelt at a wall and then leap out.
Horses aren't that dumb. They'll stop before they get to a wall.
Can I go full pelt at a wall then unhitch the horses?
Then just take him down to the docks and like just push the carriage into the sea.
What's the purpose here? You want to do and I'll try to help you do it.
I'm just kind of trying to get rid of Papa Quiet Enough. Originally I wanted to perform surgery on him, but I can't think of a way to get in that position. So
You could lock, or you could try to bar the doors from the outside.
Oh, I can lock them.
There's no lock on the outside, actually. But if you found a way to, you could try barring the doors from the outside.
Yeah, all right.
Park next to a wall.
That's true.
You could find a really tight alleyway to do that, actually.
Yeah, ready. I'll back into a really tight alleyway.
All right. You hear angry voices in halfling. You hear angry voices in halfling from inside the carriage.
Mm-hmm.
Then both of the doors open, but they can't open fully. So it's like bang, 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 bang.
Radio. Am I just going inside and beat the shit? Oh no! Can I cast confusion in at them? Is there a little window?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I'm going to cast confusion at them. See if they just kill each other.
Nice.
Oh god,
this would be so good if this was the demise of the Quinines was murdered, wedged in an alley.
I hope so.
One of the windows pops out. Papa Quiet Knife sticks his head out, or sticks as much of his head as he can get out of the window, and you hear him yammering and halfling, trying to point at you.
Mm.
He doesn't finish whatever sentence he's trying to say when a rapier skewers him straight through the head and then slides out. Papa Quiet Knife's eyes roll into the back of his head and he slumps into the carriage.
Oh, that's amazing.
Sweet. All right, I'm just going to hop off, head to pub. no, actually, I'm back to the police station, so I should tell the fellas that there's a mole in the system.
All right.
Maybe several.
Mm.
You want to hope that when you get there, Wednesday ain't there.
Yeah, well.
He's at the pub.
I'd be like, well, who are you working for anymore? Papa Quiet Knife is dead. Stabbed by his own man, I heard.
I heard.
Periwinkle and Leo.
Yes.
Where are you guys headed?
We're heading to get to the town guards and then go into the Blood Cults and go fish Papa Shawford.
You get into the town guard headquarters. Greg Pierce is sitting at a desk next to a very angry-looking duty sergeant who refuses to acknowledge his presence.
I'd like to be talking to him. I've never had a banana.
Pierce, what the fuck are you doing here?
Well, as me and your good mate Wednesday were walking a pub, he drew a knife on me or a sword on me.
Wednesday.
Wednesday, that's the one. That's his name, yeah.
Wednesday drew a knife on you.
Yeah, he said to me, I believe the exact phrase was, Papa Quiet Knife sends his regards.
I look at the paladins that have a... Do you guys know Zone of Truth?
One of them puts up his hand.
Can you
Zone of Truth, Pierce?
It just seems that...
Oh my
that,
god,
like,
the distrust.
Like, are you blameless? I look at you, Pierce, like, come on.
Oh, actually, I was thinking about this last time. I wish I'd done this last time. All right, so, now you guys know, if you fail the check, you have to tell the truth. You can't even mislead.
Yep.
I'm going to give you, secretly, your results.
Ah, that's good.
Oh. Mm. Oh. This is way better. Oh. Well, we know that if Jackson's quiet,
if I don't say anything, then I've been affected. Oh, they went Russian. No, I guess I was speaking in halfling.
I imagine they wore tracksuits too.
Oh, that's good.
Just like, you know the story behind the tracksuits though, yeah? In
no?
Russian.
No.
So just as while Adam's doing this, is a bit of fun trivia for you. So during the USSR, obviously, they couldn't get anything from outside in. It was all only made within the Soviet Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Western civilization, go fuck yourself. When the Russian team went to an Olympics, they saw the American team come out and added us tracksuits, and they were like, holy shit, that's amazing. That became a status symbol in Russia because they couldn't get access to it. The only way you could get an access to an Adidas tracksuit was illegally through the mob. There we go. The Adidas tracksuit as a power symbol.
That's amazing.
I know, right? It's the best. Makes me think of Hawkeye. Bro, 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 bro. That's what the halfling should have just done. Anyway. Piss.
Yeah.
Is Wednesday a mole?
As far as I can tell, yes. He absolutely is. And he wasn't clear on it, but there might be others. In that I asked him, he said yes, but I was like, ooh, is he telling the truth? Honestly, can't tell.
And honestly, to be honest, I always thought there was a mole in the Little Low, so chances are that there'd be... And I know Little Low had a mole in the police force.
Who was Little Low's mole in the police force?
I actually don't know. Do I know, Adam?
No.
No.
Doesn't matter now, he's dead.
I actually don't know. As in the mole?
Yeah, you don't know.
That the mole is dead?
Oh, no, it doesn't matter now. Little O is dead.
Yeah. I don't know. Plus, Little O's dead, so I guess that goes with him. Or maybe Little might know. Honestly, but like there was at least one.
You were fairly certain that Little didn't know. You were fairly certain that Little O kept his informants within the town guard very secret.
Oh. We probably ought to kill... Wait, you're killing Papa Shawfoot, yeah?
Yes.
That's good goal.
Have you heard back from your weird ghost elf?
No, I don't know what's happening there. I'm not have a link with him.
Yeah. Well, he seems to be able to find you.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, like, if he was following, like, Papa Shawfoot, surely we could have, like...
Tracked him,
followed where he went.
That would have been clever.
Yeah. Well, we didn't think of that, did we?
No, we didn't.
All right, I should have probably... Yeah, all right, fair.
That's on us.
That's on us. All right. Regardless of the fact of whether Wednesday's a mole or not, he apparently attacked you.
Yeah, he definitely attacked me with a sword. He said, Papa Quiet Knife sends his regards, something to that effect.
That's what we do.
That's.
But he didn't end up taking me out. So
he didn't what?
He didn't take me out. I got away.
Well, you're still alive. Thank
I'm still here.
Yeah, well, no, that's obvious. Good. Where is he now?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay. So what happened then?
What happened next?
He went to a pub.
Which one?
I think it's called...
The Lucky Duck.
Lucky Duck.
Lucky Duck. All right.
That is a criminal pub.
Such a criminal pub.
Actually, O'Rourke, you would probably know that it's like a pub that the Quiet Knives like to use.
Yeah.
Not like they don't own it. It's just a place where they don't look too closely at what their patrons are doing.
And then what
happened? No town guards person would go to the Lucky Duck if it wasn't to see a Quiet Knife, though.
Yeah. And then what happened?
Fuck.
Then what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I ran into some trouble and came here. I can't mislead, can I?
Oh, well. Well, now we know it worked on piss, so that's good.
Well, this is an elaborate bluff that I'm involved in.
Then what happened?
Then I took out Papa Quiet Knife and here we are.
Hang on, so Papa Quiet Knife...
Wait, you killed Papa Quiet Knife?
No, actually, he was killed by...
He's dead?
He's dead, yeah.
Oh, thank Christ.
Where is he?
Well, I suppose he'd be in a carriage between two buildings somewhere. Although I suspect they'd have taken a body somewhere by now.
So you killed him?
No. Someone else did. One of his men.
So, but you were involved
in his death?
I was there.
Oh, thank God. Can I give you a hug?
Yeah, I'll hug you back.
Like, oh, thank you. Oh, thank
you. Afraid of male affection.
Okay, that's enough male affection for O'Rourke.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh.
Although secretly, I do want to be hugged as well.
Oh, do you?
No. Don't touch me, but I don't. I kind of do.
Like, put my hands out, like, yeah.
But I relax into the hug.
We give a good old hug.
It's a lot of love. Anyway, we're going after the Shawfoots.
We cry over our deceased father figures that we didn't before.
We're going after the Shawfoots. Also, just so you're aware, I'm sort of on good terms with the Sabres now.
He's a willow.
They think I'm dead?
No, they don't.
I didn't ask. You weren't really on the list of my priorities.
Presumably now that you're like
the
mates with
two
him,
Sabres right. are right here. One of them cast Zone of...
That's true, yeah. He's a willow.
He's alive, obviously.
We follow your orders now.
Yeah, good. He's under my protection.
All right.
Cheers, good. Mate. Big ups.
Would you like one of us to go tell everyone?
That would be good.
One of the knights turns around and leaves.
You want to come take up Papa Shawfoot with us?
Well, come along, because I don't know how many people in your group are moles, so...
Fair.
The duty clerk.
Like, to be honest...
Donald. Donald?
Yes?
Like, to be honest...
I need you to start putting together a memorandum to investigate.
Oh, wait. I've got an idea.
Yes?
Can everyone just come in here and say the words, I am not a mole?
Okay. Yes, come here now.
Gave Adam
I like how you've given Adam a stroke.
No, it's just a lot of... I'm like, how do I do this? I could either make 300 and something rolls, nice. Or I could say highs or lows.
Oh, highs or lows sounds good.
You call, Zammit. It was your idea.
Let's go with some lows.
You don't find a mole that way.
All right.
Either the mole isn't here right now, there are a lot of town guard not here.
Yep.
Or, like, the majority of the town guard are not here.
Hmm.
Or he made his save, as it were.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. It's like, maybe when we get this all up and running, maybe we should just do that. Almost, not daily, but like...
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go fuck up the blood cults. You coming with us?
Blood cults?
Well, the
The remnant on the way to the blood cults, and then we'll go to the Shorefoots.
I'll stay with you. It's safer than being anywhere else.
It's getting like it's nighttime. Yes. Do you guys want to do this tonight?
Yes.
Of course.
All right. Cool.
Can we hear the sound of the sabers fighting the Eaton?
Oh, yeah. The Zeppelin's doing anything?
You haven't heard? It's been less than a day that has been put into action.
Cool.
Or do we rest?
I don't mind.
An attack in the morning.
Well, the Blood Cult are still sacrificing, yeah?
No, that's actually stopped. Well, that's you're getting reports that they're not doing that anymore.
I reckon strike while the iron's hot.
All right, let's go after Shorefoot.
Cool.
Bring it on. All right, I gather some town guard with us as well.
You gather a small force to fight with you?
Yep.
Have you... So, when you ordered... when you ordered the sabers to attack, you meant attack Damien Eaton right now? Or wait for you to be there?
Do you want clear.
To? Did you want them to assault the city walls? Because I actually assumed you meant like set up a perimeter and like be ready to attack Damien.
That's what I.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, because so, what I guess, you guys just said now made me think the other thing.
Oh, No.
So we were going to leave that happening and then we'll go and kill Shorefoot and by then maybe Eaton summon his army. I assume though that the Sabres would be smart enough that if the army appeared, they would attack.
Well, obviously they're going to defend themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
But right now all you've done is tell them to just prepare.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Great.
Prepare the war machine.
We're going after Shorefoot.
All right. Mm-hmm. You gather, the Shorefoot family is maybe now 80 strong, plus blood cults. You have no idea how many converts or how many people they have. But in about a day, they've lost their three leaders. So they're starting to fragment pretty heavily.
Yeah.
Who was their third?
He probably just died. No, wasn't it?
Killed him.
Which one? Tickerton.
The third was...
Was that the one that you got pissed?
Brother Skip Tarkenton.
Yeah, I got him.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We killed all the... I love that. Well, one of them's in jail, Biddlecough.
Yes.
How many town guard would you like?
Probably only need... Let's call it... We've got one of the Saber soldiers still with us. Mm-hmm. The other guy...
You could call for some more of the Sabres if you want.
We could. They're useful.
They're about 1,000 strong.
I really don't want to.
You want to take them away from the wall in case...
I don't want to. I'd rather just keep one Saber with us and we'll use the town guard to take out the halflings.
All right.
So maybe 10?
10?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, 10? There's going to be 80 family members.
Oh, I'll take like 40.
40?
I'll take 80.
120.
More than what you're fighting.
Okay. We'll take 120 of the town guard.
120 sounds like a decent number.
Yeah. They're good.
Considering, like, some of them are going to be required to
pacify. If I end up leading the city, you're my advisor, Leo, because I'm bad at math.
That's okay. That's all right.
10
darling.
Is bigger than 80.
I'm half orc. I just assume that I would outnumber people.
Yeah. Take 120 of us. Maybe take about 4 of the sabers with us, just in case they're pretty good.
Also, if you take paladins and clerics, they can heal you.
Yeah, so we'll take a couple of them.
All right. I'll say you get Evelyn and maybe just 3 regular knights. Evelyn asks if she can come with.
I kind of would prefer to be leading the troops back at Eaton's Wall.
She nods. All right, then.
These guys can heal too, yeah?
She switches out for the cleric that baptizes you.
Great, so he can
baptized
heal us.
You.
Cool.
Get a baptism every
his
day.
His name's Gavin, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was there any...
Cleric Gavin Shooter.
Was there any, like, time in between this happening that I could try and find out what's happening with little?
For shits and gigs, could any of you tell lie then?
I couldn't.
Oh, no.
Neither of us could.
None of us could.
Ah, it's brilliant.
Gotcha.
That's good.
You knew that when you rolled and you went, I'm going to make them think that some of them are lying.
It's good.
Anyway, let's continue.
All right. So is there any kind of like, while we're amassing this plan, is there any way to kind of find out what Little is up to?
Not really, no.
All right, never mind.
You'd need to send a member of the Littler family and like, you need to find a member of the Littler family. Yeah. You could go find out. But then you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, exactly. So, nah.
Cool.
I don't want to miss killing some Shorefoots.
All right.
I'm blaming them for the fact that my girlfriend's leaving now.
That's fair.
120 members of the town guard assemble with shields, swords, and torches to march on the
Shorefoot apartment.
Yeah. To march on the Shorefoot apartment and, by extension, the blood cultists. So, you start moving through that section of town, clearing it as you go. You meet very little resistance. Every now and then, there's like a group of people in blood red robes gather together with like makeshift weaponry. Some of them might have like a like a scythe or a sickle or an actual weapon, but it's all just like, these people are either the peasantry who have been brainwashed or upper echelons of society who
don't know how to fight.
Don't know how to fight. So the resistance they put up is largely minimal. This awful cult that has been plaguing you since long before any of this happened. This was almost a state-sponsored cult back when King Goldcrest was in charge here, because he was happy for the people to kill themselves so long as they didn't fight him or his governor. This awful stain upon the history of Jaren's outpost is exterminated in a single night.
We resting in a morgue. Just...
No, just... Yeah.
Kill, like your orders are to kill?
Fuck. So many of these decisions are now important.
You're well within your rights to do this. Yeah. These people, kill if them. They were put in a court of law, would all be sentenced as guilty and...
Death.
Death.
However, all right. Maybe we should but do this that is... court of law first.
Nah. We're not doing that for Papa Shorefoot. If we do it for them, it means we have to do it for Papa Shorefoot.
Can't make your decisions like that.
And maybe we should do it for Papa Shorefoot.
Fuck, he believes this fervently. Cleric Shooter steps forward and says, "My lord, yes. I believe that either way, you are righteous."
I was assuming we were going to kill the blood cultists. Why don't you want to kill the blood cultists, Leo?
Because, like, then we're no better than everyone else that's taken this town. You know, better than fucking King Goldcrest that had this town. There was no jury. There was no, like, judgment. There
he
was
makes
just
a point.
Killing. And if you then do this, it's just a cycle
all right,
and a cycle.
We'll detain
then
them.
Then what's it for?
But if they fight, we'll fight back.
Detaining them means that you're going to be, like, losing a lot of your number just to hold them.
Frankly, it's not worth it. Frankly... The top always looks roughly the same.
Yeah, there
aren't
bottom. You, Greg Piss.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm walking along.
I'm with Greg just because we need these guys to take out the Shorefoots.
We don't need them to take out the Shorefoots.
Top never changes, Leo. That's life.
But if the top never changes, then there's going to be three more fuckwits who are basically us in about 10 more years that are toppling us out.
Yep.
We can change, and it starts here.
Yep. No, not to the Man. Change to the first part.
If you're going,
Periwinkle is chaotic good.
If you're going to be leading this town, do you really want to do the same mistakes that King Goldcrest did?
Can we try to avoid them?
We can try to avoid them.
You could, well...
We can arrest them.
Sometimes, but some of them will just, because you're on, quotation marks, their turf, some of them will just come out and attack. And
can we just, without killing them, just incapacitate them?
We can incapacitate them.
Leaving them broken and bloodied and unconscious on the city streets is... are basically killing them.
Here's the problem, Periwinkle, mate, is that Leo here works in absolutes, but the world doesn't. So tonight, you could kill him, and then tomorrow, or the next day when you start your reign properly, you do it in a court with the next people.
I don't like that you called it a reign.
Oh, whatever. Whenever you're in charge.
I'm just
every man
sheriff.
In
you
charge
decide
is a
what
king.
Type of government you want.
Oh, God. This.
You
is...
could be a king. You could be a president.
President
I think,
O'Rourke.
I like to think that Periwinkle O'Rourke is Mayor Sheriff.
Yes.
The Mayoriff.
Mayoriff, that's that borderland.
I think there's a line maybe? From Fallout 3 where it's like, I'm mayor of this town and sheriff when I need to be.
Yeah, that's what Pet Periwinkle's thing.
So, look, I mean, some of these are brainwashed. Some of these people don't know any better.
If they go to court, though, they'll get executed.
And that's on the course decide, which you will decide. But right now...
Seems like you're adding extra steps, but it's your choice.
Do the right
can
thing.
I use, can, I use, can I use 20 men to try to arrest the blood cults?
Oh, the blood cults? 20 men is not going to hold the blood cult.
What if I get some of the sabers to come in and hold the blood cult city? They offer to do the help?
Yeah, under your command, they would hold them, keep them safe.
If I said... 20 towns guard working with a group of, say, 20 sabers. Would that be enough?
20 sabers is enough. The towns guard are not trained warriors like the sabers are.
Okay.
Those 1,000 sabers are worth maybe 10, 15 times their number in town guard.
Well, you say that. Town guard have got a lot more heart. I've got it where it counts. All right, well, we'll get the sabers to arrest these people. And we'll continue on to the Papa Shorefoot's place. Right.
20 knights, paladins, warriors... fighters, whatever you will, from the Sabres arrive on scene. They begin helping you guys. You just, like, just a number of bodies are needed to just round them up, but to keep them contained, only 20 Sabres. They contain them all, like, lock and key, under lock and key, in the Lucky Duck, we'll say.
Yeah, great.
Perfect.
They're all put in there, and the sabers are good to look after them. Every now and then, someone will like come out of a side street and charge you in blood red robes, wielding a mace. Or maybe sometimes, like just a completely nude person will get up off the street and try to stab you. But they're small incidents that are quickly like subdued and then taken away.
All right, off we go.
Eventually, you come to the I don't want to say high rise, but like the like complex where up at the top level that Surefoot apartment is.
All
right. At the bottom level, there's just like vagrants have collected at the base. Okay. They part scared as you approach.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this.
Will O'Rourke and Leo be able to capture the Surefoots? And will they even want to? Find out next time on Jaren's Outpost Rumble, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you'll find us at Sanspants Radio. Or you can find us individually. I'm at All Dogs Are Dead.
I'm at Retro Archetype.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
And if you want to hear our other shows, head to sanspantsradio.com and you'll find all of our content there. There's heaps. And if you'd like to support us, head to sanspantsplus.com. See you later, dickheads.
Don't call them dickheads.
Nah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sanspants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.